This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
It's not connecting. Nothing. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night. In the name of Jesus, we pray in accordance with Thy perfect will this day. Let Thy perfect will be established. Let Thy perfect will be done. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves beneath Thy mighty hand today, just thanking and praising You for Your mercy, Your grace, and love. Just thanking and praising You for who You are, that You are God, and besides Thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that You may have Your way here today. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, I have me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this little clay. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, precious Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank You for crowning my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, that's God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow. We're Prophetess Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful for God, hallelujah, allowing us through the use of the internet in order to preach and teach on a local level and be reaching on a global level. So we thank God for that opportunity. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like for you to open it up to the book of Psalms 33, verse 11. Also Proverbs 19, verse 21. And Jeremiah 29:11. And the word of God reads in Psalms 33:11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Proverbs 19:21, there are many devices or plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing on the hearers and the doers of His word. Just for the next few minutes, thank you to agree with us and pray for us as we bring forth the word. Tonight we're going to be talking about God has a plan for man. God's plan for man. Hallelujah. God has a plan for man. God's plan for man. excuse me, the prescripted will of God is God's will expressed as a standard for man's conduct. The prescriptive will of God is God's will expressed as a standard for man's conduct. You see, it is God's will set down in Scripture as commands, standards, or principles, which governs what we do or do not do. People of God, the plan of God is eternal. Yes, the God that we serve, the God of the universe, the one that has all power in his hand, he is eternal, and so is his plan. God's plan was established in eternity, passed long before God created the heavens and the earth. God's plan extends to eternity, future, when God's kingdom will be established on the earth, and men will enjoy the eternal blessing of being in his presence, or the agony of eternal separation. This is bare to be repeated. Hallelujah. Again, we are talking about God has a plan for man. God's plan for man. You see, God's plan extends to eternity, future, when God's kingdom will be established on the earth and men will enjoy the eternal blessing of being in his presence, or the agony of eternal separation. God has a plan for man. Yes, people of God, when human plans fall apart, it is often because the planner has overlooked some details. Something unforeseeable arrives, and suddenly the plan collapses. This is because every detail was not taken into account. You see, God's plan is all completed. It is based on God's knowing all, everything, so that everything past, present, and future is taken in account. God's plan also includes the creation of life, the design, and the destiny of man. Man's plan, God's plan for man is a perfect plan. It is a thought out plan. It is a plan that only God himself, hallelujah, can bring it to pass and bring it to fruitful and positive outcome. So God has a plan for man. You see, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his path or his steps. In the book of 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3, it says, "Beloved, now are we children. Now are we the children of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure." God's plan for man. People of God, every human being on the face of this earth will have the opportunity to enter the family of God and receive divine glory and live forever as the same type of being as the Father in Christ Jesus now are. God's plan includes all who have ever lived. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, the Lord is not lax concerning his promise, as some men count laxness, but is long-suffering to us more, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's plan are always purposes. God has a plan for man. God's plan for man. The goal of God's plan is to bring glory to himself. Believers of Christ, the glory of God is our hope. God's plan do not change, and it cannot be stopped. You see, the plan of God is absolutely certain. Nothing is more certain than the plan of God. The plan of God is already completed and fully developed. So people of God, when the Lord Jesus Christ returned to earth, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, he suffered, he died, and he rose again. So God's plan for the Messiah, first coming, was fulfilled. God's plan is a progressive one. God's plan is also a mystery because it is the product of the divine mind of God and not the finite mind of man. No, God's plan is already settled. It's already set into motion. You see, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6 through 9, it says, seek ye first, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God has a plan for man. Again, in the book, Proverbs 19, verse 21, it says, there are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. See, sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to try to map out our own plan. Where the Bible tells us, as born-again believers, we can't do nothing without God. God has to be in the equation. He has to be in the plan. Because without him, we can't do nothing. Without him, we don't have no direction to go. Because our thoughts, his thoughts is higher than our thoughts. When we think a thought, he already knows it. Because he's the one that planted it, put it there. When we act upon that thought, and it is of God, it can't help but to bring forth good fruits. A good outcome will come from it. So God has a plan for man. People of God, the outcome of God's plan for the Christian is his goodness that has been applied to our lives on a daily basis. See, God's plan is not only for his glory, but also for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. In the book of Romans 8, verse 28, it says, "But we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose." Yes, God has a plan for man. God's plan also has a purpose for both the saved and the lost. But the destiny of each is vastly, completely different. See, child of God, while the outcome of God's plan is certain to be good for the Christian, the process which God uses may appear otherwise. God allows sin to be committed for evil purposes in order for it to produce the good he has purposed. Yes, God, nothing will happen to you as a believer of God unless God allow it to. God would allow negative things that may seem very harmful, that it may seem as if we are defeated. He will not allow us to be defeated as long as we keep our hands in the Master's hand, as long as we look on to the hills from which cometh our help cometh from the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promises in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll always be with us no matter where we go. But we, as born-again believers, must also be mindful of the fact that we got to abide in the vine, and the vine has to abide in us. So we, on a daily basis, we have to pray. On a daily basis, we have to get up in our, hallelujah, in our secret closet and talk to Jesus. We must pray steady to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not to allow ourselves to forsake the assembly of ourselves together, that we may be encouraged, to encourage one another in the things of God. But to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we are in the faith, that we are not trying to shuck and jive, but we being truthful with God. Isaiah 1 and 18 says, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool." God has a plan for man and mankind. Oh, yes, he does. So we as children of God must therefore live a life by faith, by trusting in God's promises. Yes, Hebrews 11 and 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Yes, the Lord wants us to trust him in his promises, that he'll be able to bring it to pass within our lives. Word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we serve an awesome God here tonight. We serve a God that sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows it all by name, the very hairs of our head. So we as children of God, we must therefore live a life by faith, by trusting in God's promises. Even when the present circumstance seems to contradict them. See, the writer of Hebrews reminds us of the case with all the Old Testament saints in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 13 through 16. Bible says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were assured of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But they that see such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had been mindful of their country from hence they came out of, they might have had opportunities to have returned. But now they desire a far country that is a heavenly, heavenly. Wherefore, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Yes, we know the story about Jesus coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for a prepared people to take us to a prepared place. Yes, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for those expecting him to come back. He's coming back for those that have a made up mind that the world is behind them and the cross is before them. So again, tonight we're talking about God has a plan for man. God's plan for man. Here again in Hebrew 11, when we're talking about the Old Testament saints, they all died. They died in faith, not having received the promises yet. Book of Galatians, chapter 6, I think it's around verse 9, says, for us not to be weary in well-doing, because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promises of God. We must be patient, endure with endurance, to have to commit ourselves, to follow up all the way to the end on the assignment that God has given us to do here on earth. Yes, God does have a plan for man. And his plan includes all mankind. His plan, hallelujah, is a plan that is perfect. God's plan is a plan that he already have put into process. God has a plan for man. So people of God, we must come to sin suffering, not just as the result of sin, but also as the process for producing saints. Yes, before Christ, we was caught up in sin, and the consequences of sin was leading us to hell. But once we acknowledge that we need a Savior, once we acknowledge the fact that we needed Jesus to intervene and come into our lives, then our spiritual eyes was open. Hallelujah. God turned us around, put our foot on solid ground. God is the way maker. He is the one that is able to deliver. He is the one that can set us free. He is the one that will keep our hand in his hand. We can't help but overcome things that we're not aware of. Whether seen or unseen, God has our best interests in mind. So God has a plan. We can look at suffering and we see it all around us. Suffering. Hallelujah. But suffering, it has a twofold blessing. Suffering will help for us to approach God by faith, to approach him with a sense of knowing that we need a Savior. We need our sins to be washed away. We needed Jesus Christ, and we still do, because he is our mediator. He is our intercessor. He is the one that is standing in the gap and asking God to help us to extend grace and mercy upon our lives on a daily basis. Yes, God has a plan for man. Yes, God sits high, but he looks low. Yes, the God that we serve, he neither slumber nor sleep. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. In short, God's plan for creation is all about the establishment of the kingdom of God. See, God's plan for creation is to rule over his creation in a way that demonstrates his glory. Dominion is one thing for a believer of Christ that we are lacking in. We must pray and ask God to help us, to build us up in areas where we are weak, to give us, hallelujah, Lord, the energy and the strength to go on a little bit longer. So the Bible says that God's strength, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. So as we have the joy of God in our lives and in our heart, we can go forward of knowing that God is able. He is a way maker. He is our bright and morning star. He is the one that, hallelujah, that can help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. God has a plan.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yeah, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
on the wall. He loves me.
needs I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, God has a plan for man. God's plan for man. Believers of Christ, until that day, when our hope of glory is realized, we must live in a world that suffers the effect of man's fall. A world in which there is suffering and groaning. You see, God's plan for creation, it involves both lordship, God's rule, and salvation. Remember that the Messiah, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, who came to save men from their sin, and He will come again to establish His rule over a fallen world. When we repent and truly turn to Christ in faith, we should understand that we receive Him as Savior and Lord. So throughout all of human history, men have demonstrated their faith in God by submitting to His rule. Also, like the saints of 2020, understood that one must trust and obey. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Also, when it talks about obey, 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams." God's plan for man. There is a plan for all creation. It is God's plan. It is an eternal plan, one which impacts, which encompass all of creation in every detail. It is a plan which is certain to be fulfilled for the glory of God and for the good of those who love Him. Also remember this, that God uses suffering to produce holiness, faith, and His glory. He also uses suffering and the rebellion of man to establish his eternal rule. Yet God's word plainly tells us that man's destiny is to become the children of God as divine members of his immortal spirit family. You see, this truth goes to the very heart of the true gospel of the kingdom of God. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, it says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. Talking about the Holy Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. You see, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Yes, Jesus Christ, he is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, Jesus Christ, he shed his blood on Calvary, shed his blood for remission of our sin. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission. Hallelujah. So people of God, the ultimate reason for our existence is that God himself is creating a family, his family, in his image, and bearing his name to eventually appear in his glory. Again, every human being on this earth will have the opportunity to become a member of the divine, eternal family of God. Yes, God has a plan for man. Truly, God does not show favoritism. He has made the provision for all people ultimately to have an opportunity to enter into a relationship with him, a relationship that can lead to a glorified eternal life. So, child of God, it is easy to know that it is only the purpose of the all-wise knowing God that will stand. Again, we are reminded in Proverbs 19, verse 21, which says that many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. Only God's purpose will prevail. Yes, life in itself is full of challenges and change. Things at times does not always work out the way we want them to. And even if we are the most adaptable person in the world, there will be times when life is going to throw you a few curveballs and you are going to strike out once in a while or twice or every time. So, beloved, what you need to store up in your heart in the midst of all the changes, whether it's good or bad, changes is this, that God's purpose for your life will prevail. God has a plan for man. You see, God's plan, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in today or at a later date, God's plan for our lives, God's plan is not a program. God's plan is man. And you are that man, sir. So people of God, God will reveal his plan one step at a time. Believers in Christ, sometimes God's plan is so contrary to the way you think. Yes, that's why it's God's plan and not man. Unless God directs you more plainly, you are unable to participate. You're unable to understand. You're unable to discern. But God has a plan for you as a man. Yes, God has the best plan in store for your life. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 13 through 17, it says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. The question was asked, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then faded away. For that ye ought to say, in the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye boast in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. So therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doesn't do it, and do it not, hallelujah, he is deceiving himself. Again, we as human beings like to make our plans, don't we? We want things to go the way we want them to go. In other words, you wanted the Burger King way, your way or the highway. But I stop by to let you know, God's plan, it has to be God's way. But many times, God always has better plans than man. Let me give an example found in the Word of God. In the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 4 through 7, Jesus was preaching to the people. And he asked Peter to get into one of his ship, or his boat, and to launch forth from the shore. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 7, it says, now when Jesus Christ had stopped speaking to the people, he said unto Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon Peter answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have caught nothing. But nevertheless, hallelujah, at least at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net was about to break, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. They came and filled both of them, so that they begin to sing. Again, here we see that Simon Peter's plan was to forget fishing for that day and go home. But when God, when Jesus, but when Peter obeyed the Lord, he found out that God has the best plan. That's why we always have to stay open to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. He will carry out God's plan. God has a plan for all men. Yes, God's plan is a different plan from our little finite mind as human beings. Believers of Christ, the test of a truly consecrated life is the one that is willing to submit to the plan of God, even when God's plan contradicts our plan. You see, God's plan is a declaration. It is declared. It is a declared plan. When it comes to you as a child of God, the Lord expects you to walk in obedience to his will. God always asks his children to respond to his plan by them taking a clear step of faith. See, God uses many means to his children. God speaks through his word. God speaks through his Holy Spirit. God speaks to other believers. And he also speaks through the circumstances of life. See, God will always direct your plan. Very simply, brothers and sisters of Christ, knowing God's plan, it requires us to be in prayer, to live a holy life, and to endure with patience. But be sure of this one thing. In God's time, he will reveal his plan. His plan, God's plan, is a distinct one. God's plan requires us to surrender all. Again, in Romans 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Remember, believer of Christ, that life is not about your plan or even about you. Life is about the Lord and his perfect will. If you want, as a child of God, the Lord's best for your life, then it would require you obedience to his plan on your part. Here again, in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, it says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the offering than the fat of the rams." You see, obedience to God's will prove our love for him. Obedience to God's will for a child of God, it proves our love for him. God's plan for your life will require you to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable in the things of God. Again, believer of Christ, if you are going to see God's best, his best plan for your life, it too is going to require faith. You see, the path to God's best is always the path of faith. Remember earlier when I said in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord while he may be found. We are drawing near to him as he draws near to us. God's plan for a reminder right here, for you to remember that the Lord has a definite plan and purpose for the life of everyone on this, every one of his children. You see, you as a child of God must believe that God is a God of order and methods. You must work according to his plan. God's plan for your life, it is a personal plan. God's plan for you is very unique and personal and just for you. God's plan is also a perfect one. In the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So people of God, God's plan is a practical one, and it is workable, and it is thoroughly related to everyday living and service. Child of God, we enter God's plan when we accept and acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God has a plan for all mankind. He has a plan that only we, as followers of Jesus, have to walk in obedience and do everything in faith, because we know faith is what pleases God. Faith is what moves him to work things out in our behalf. Yes, God has a plan for all men. Every man, woman, boy, or girl that is born on the face of this earth. Yes, we talked about Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is what I was talking about, that God has a plan for me. You may be towed down from the floor up. This is your night. This is the time for you to consider what was said. Consider the fact that God has a plan for every man, which includes women, boy or girl. Yes, God is merciful. Yes, God is a gracious God. Yes, he's a patient God. And I stop by tonight to encourage you. Whatever you have to do to get in the right standing with God, don't put off tomorrow what you can do. Don't put off today and for tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day, hallelujah, to come and humble yourself on bended knees and bow down heads, looking on to Jesus, speaking to the Lord in the only way you know how. Let him know how sorry you are for your sins and repent of them. Hallelujah. God will accept you in the beloved family of God. He's standing at the door. He's standing with his arms open up wide to accept you into the kingdom of God. But only you can be truthful and come to him with a sincere heart. Only you can line up with his will that he may use you for his glory. Yes, God has a plan, and his plan is simple to all men, woman, boy, or girl, to let them know that the trumpet is blowing, to let them know to get their house in order. From this day, this night forward, let's do what's right in God's eyesight, because he has a plan for all men. Hallelujah. If that's you tonight, and you have come to the place in life where your back is against the wall, you don't know which way to go, I stopped by tonight to let you know that Romans 10, verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Once you come to the place of knowing what God has done for you and is still doing, come to him with, after repenting of your sin, make a confession of faith, and also clothed up in your right mind, clothed up with the garment of praise, clothed up of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, God has a plan for man. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you that your word fell on good ground, bringing forth 30, 60, 100-fold blessings into people's lives. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, for salvation, for answering prayers, honoring requests, most of all for salvation taking place. Because we know the time is wrapping up, and Jesus is coming back soon. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If for some reason you would like to get in touch with Apostle Dudley Tebow, as well as Providence Lisa Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, if you'd like to write us with your prayer request or send a seed offering, an offering that will help us to keep going forward in the things of God, lifting up the name of Jesus, and just keep preaching God's gospel. Amen. You can send it at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have a blessed night and a blessed weekend. God's willing, Jesus tarry. Hallelujah. At the same time at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Keep us up in prayer, and we'll do the same for you. We love you. God love you. Have a blessed night. God bless.